man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those woods and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend.
Welcome to the show, folks.
He never called me by my name.
You are tuned in to the Trump phenomenon here on Wednesday, November 29th, 2017. I'm James Kelso, just getting all my ducks lined up here in my radio recording broadcasting studio, and surrounded by screens. And on one of those screens, I hope to see you, some of you anyway, in our live call-in feature. And you can join us at 800-313-9443. We've had some great callers of late, and keep them coming.
And I'm here joining you from beautiful British Columbia.
Hey, thank you, Paul Fromm. I just saw your avatar pop up on my control board here, and thank you for joining us, Paul. Here we are, and we... boy, another momentous day. The left, what do we have to report? I don't have any bad news today. It's all good news. The left continues to implode. Sexgate continues to tear the Democratic Party apart. This scandal within the FBI and regarding Uranium One is about to go thermonuclear. The FBI informant who has the full story. Here's what Sean Hannity had to say today about that. Sean Hannity said at the end of his show, he said, after the people he was talking with had talked with this informant, who is talking with four House and Senate committees who are investigating the matter, Hannity said, look, there's a lot of stuff, perhaps you can tell out there, all of us here on your screen right now, we know a lot more than we are able to tell you right now. But, you know, we have met and talked with this informant. I don't think Hannity has personally, but we have been, he's had the contact with the people who have met with the informant, who has spilling the beans, completely exposing, tearing apart the Clinton empire, the Obama empire, the corruption in the DNC, the corruption in the FBI, the corruption of Mueller, Comey, Rod Rosenstein. All of these guys are going to go down. This guy is going to topple that whole mafia network. And here's the way Hannity said it today. It's coming, folks. Tick tock, tick tock. He's going to become known for that. That's going to be a signature of Sean Hannity. Tick tock, tick tock. He says it's so devastating. The evidence is going to appear next week. And he said, and that's the timetable. He said the evidence is going to explode out onto the, onto the scene next week. And then he said things are going to unravel very quickly. We're not going to have one of these things where it's like a 2-year investigation and you don't hear anything, you know, what's going on, what are they talking? No one knows. Not that way at all. He said this is going to explode like a bomb and it's going to tear people. It's going to start at the top with Hillary and Mueller and Comey and Rosenstein. They're going to be just clobbered by this information on Uranium One. So that's incredibly good news. And that, of course, is tearing apart our enemy camp. More good news today. Donald Trump spoke today in St. Charles, Missouri, on his tax plan, which looks like it will make it before Christmas. It looks like it will be enacted into law. It's not the end of the world if it isn't, but it looks like it may go. It passed the House. It's now, a version will pass the Senate, we believe. And then the two will be reconciled between the Senate and the House. And that's being given high priority. So all of that should work. And then the joint, resolution that comes out of reconciliation should then be okayed. And we'll have what should be a great and long overdue improvement in our tax code that will mean a tax break for everybody in America, a very important tax break for every company, large or small, in America, a huge lowering of our corporate income tax, which is can you believe this? Why didn't anybody point this out until Donald Trump came along? Does it take, is there that little common sense in the political class? I think so. We've been operating for years with the highest corporate tax in the world. And, why are we not competitive with countries that have a corporate tax rate a third of ours? I wonder. So Trump is going to cut our corporate tax rate, and this helps everybody from the lowest income to the highest income, because it creates a boom in America. The stock market, I don't know if did it pass 24,000 today. I didn't check, but the stock market going through the roof. And there you go. So some good news to start off the evening, Paul. And let me get your call in board here. We've already got a caller, Tim in Wyoming. What is on your mind tonight, sir?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, James. I appreciate it. I haven't heard you in a while, and you sound better than the last time I talked to you after your broken rib incident. So it's been quite a while. But I wanted to mention something that I thought was pretty important. The commingling, if you will, of the different branches of government who are supposed to be separate and who are all conspiring against the American people. Are we looking at will we see the president do the job of untangling the arms of the octopus that are strangling us? We're hoping that, right? That's the plan that we all had in mind when voting for him. At least that's the plan I had, one of the plans I had, but I'm hoping that that's going to be happening. And I mean, this is kind of a general topic call, not really. I mean, I'm not calling.
Well, here's an example. Tim, here's an example to gladden your heart. Donald Trump just made former Congressman Mulvaney. He made him the head of the Consumer Protection Agency, which was dreamed up by the crazy Elizabeth Warren, Democratic senator of Massachusetts, who's a real pinko. And this thing had metastasized under the Obama people that ran it into a $600 million out-of-control agency. Mulvaney, when he was a congressman, testified. He said the whole Consumer Protection Agency needs to be ditched. The whole thing needs to be abolished. He's now the head of it. So answering
that,
your
that
question.
That actually sounds like a really good idea right there, just getting rid of it altogether. But why put somebody in charge of it to dismantle it or remove it? You know, there's what's the point? I mean, I'm sorry to interrupt on this, but in the sense that you're lending legitimacy to something that shouldn't exist by saying we're going to have a task force to kill this thing that should never have been born in the first place. And that's, I mean, you know, retroactive abortion, if you will, but not necessarily, sorry to, you know, not to use that term, but anyway, that's why we have the entire alphabet soup of government agencies, $600 million. That's hardly anything, but it's a drop in the bucket. Okay. So to speak.
Yeah.
You know, since there's no real money in the first place. Sorry.
Yeah. Round it off to a billion, but the real damage now,
right,
and folks,
right.
What was the damage that this agency was doing? It was, Elizabeth Warren, this is a very Marxist thing. She wanted an agency that would turn all of America's banks into public utilities, in which you could just file a complaint with the consumer protection agency she created. And then, you know, you could complain, oh, I don't like this about my bank. I don't like that about my house loan, et cetera, et cetera. Then there would be hearings and so on, and arm twisting and pressuring. And the bank, she wanted to put all the banks and the independence that they have. And I'm talking about like your little community banks. These aren't our enemies. The people running your little community bank, they are not our enemies. They're the people that, you know, get the crops planted, that make the loans, that get you a house. They're very, very valuable and useful. And so what this Consumer Protection Agency in Washington, it was with its $600 million, it was crippling. It was federalizing. Communizing our banking and our entire banking system. So Mulvaney coming in there, what he's going to do, he's going to cut the budget in there. And when you cut the budget, you're cutting the oxygen. As Steve Bannon says, hey, Mitch McConnell, we're taking away your oxygen. And so that's how they're going to do it. He can best do it in the big building that they have. They operate a whole building. He's got a huge staff, and he will cut. He will chop down the tree that he's sitting in. And so
yeah,
it'll
Oh, no, that's funny. That's a good way to put it. You'll, you know, climb up into the house and set it on fire as you're going up the stairs, right?
You know, yeah.
That's not a good way to say it, because I just talked to some friends in California who'd gone through the fires there, and, you know, I didn't know it was anywhere near as bad as it was, but anyway, that's a bad way to put it, sorry.
Well, so this is going on agency by agency, and, you know, Trump is, you know, he can't work miracles on everything in one fell swoop, but good stuff is happening, and of course, you know, so much good news that's, you know, is coming. Roy Moore, latest poll showing Roy Moore, unless there's a new one out today I haven't seen. Yesterday, Roy Moore ahead of his opponent in Alabama by five full percentage points, something like 46-41. That's very good news. Sexgate is just absolutely destroying the Democrats are, you know, being, you know, gee, funny thing. Well, Matt Lauer, apparently there's new information that Matt Lauer had a closet full of sex toys. and I mean, that these guys did, like this guy, who's the black congressman, Conyers, you know, would call people into his office when he's in his underwear. And then it got worse from there.
That's something like the, no, I'm sorry. No, if it's true, it's, you know, it's bad, but it's kind of what, I'm thinking of, oh, what was her name? Anita Hill. What she said about Clarence Thomas. You know, the allegations against Clarence Thomas, who actually, you know, has done a fairly decent job by comparison with some of the others, of course, but
You've done a good job. Yeah, for Matt Lauer, I mean, it just gets too good. I'll try to play it tonight somewhere. The small faces singing, you know, it's all too beautiful. It is. It's just getting more and more beautiful. The sex toys things. Matt Lauer, you know, these sanctimonious left wingers, who talk down to us down their noses like Charlie Rose, you know, his deep voice and speaking very slowly in a superior way. Turns out he was an absolute, you know, a beast with his staff. And Matt Lauer, the same story. He had a button, apparently. One of the listeners called me today and said that one of the revelations is that Matt Lauer had an electronic button under his desk. And so when he had one of these women in his office, he pressed the button and it locked his door.
Wow.
So she couldn't get out.
Nice job there.
Wow. Yeah, nice job.
Well, it probably soundproofed the office on top of it, right? Sorry.
Well, and Matt Lauer had been there, you know, for 20 years. And these guys are now getting, I like the image, these guys like Harvey Weinstein and Matt Lauer, they're getting frog marched as soon as the charges come up. It's so bad. We don't have to endure weeks and months of denials and back and forth. And he said, she said, no. Once it comes out, it's almost the same day these people get frog marched out of their offices. And this is just all too beautiful.
Well, I was listening to our Republic Broadcasting coming across, that comes across the border from the United States. I'm in southern British Columbia today. And they said that I think the television network got the news this morning. And his ass was toast by noon, partly because apparently there's more revelations coming, and the network made an executive decision that rather than let this bleed out and sully their reputation further over the next few days or weeks, cut their losses and cut him. I mean, they are largely Zionist bad actors in the mass media and Hollywood are falling like flies. I mean, this really is causing, I'm sure, a lot of trouble for the left, for the liberal left, and of course the Democratic Party. What with Conyers and what's that senator name from the one from Minnesota, Franken. This is good.
Yes, there's another sanctimonious. Sanctimonious is the right adjective. Audience, you could come up with other ones. But they have assumed this superior posture that they're, for instance, they're the great champions of women. They're the great defenders of women. Whereas we right-wingers, well, we're male chauvinist pigs. And what are the other terms they have for us? We're misogynists. They call Donald Trump a misogynist over and over again. Well, it turns out, yeah, it turns out that the animals, the beasts, the one that treat women like horse flesh, are the Democrats, the liberals.
And this is one of the big things that hung over Hillary, Bill Clinton's egregious behavior over decades, and she ran interference for him. She defamed some of the women who complained and so on. And this has always appeared to be a contradiction, but apparently what won over the radical feminists like Gloria Steinem and others is that Bill Clinton backed their pro-abortion feminist agenda, and that he was on a personal level a hypocrite didn't matter. He advanced the agenda, and it was okay to sacrifice a few women's bodies for the greater cause. That's what it came down to, unfortunately.
Yes. Now we've got some callers. Tim, hang on if you have a final comment when we come back. Just a few seconds more for you, Tim. Then Ramsey in Canada and George in Texas right after this break. We'll get right to you. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Welcome back, we had Tim on the phone. Tim, do you have a last concise thought?
Actually, no, I didn't. I was kind of waiting to come back and say goodbye. So, but thanks.
All right. Well, thank you, Tim. Thank you. All your calls from Wyoming. Great, great. And smallest population state of Wyoming. You're lucky to live there under those wonderful skies in Wyoming.
I tell all my friends the same thing. I try and get them to move here, but none of them are. Some of them are hopelessly entangled in California, and they can't, and I don't mean, you know, entangled like imprisoned or whatever. Some of them maybe are too, who knows.
Keep the calls coming, Tim. Thanks a lot. Let's go to Ramsey in, thank you, Ramsey in Canada. Are you there, Ramsey?
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes. What province are you calling from?
Ontario.
All right. What's on your mind? And you know, please address your question to Paul Fromm, who's our very special co-host here.
Yes, I know Paul Fromm. Well, see, sir, I just want to tell you something. I've heard the program that you did on Sunday, and in the last 20 minutes, half an hour, you talked about the documentary, The Greatest Story Never Told. And
yes.
You talked about Hitler and Germany and all the damage he did. You see, sir, I just want to tell you that everything you said, all the your assessment of that documentary and the facts you mentioned about Hitler and your historical analysis and everything you said was excellent. I really applaud you for that. You see, sir, a lot of people think a lot of people who listen to the network think that this documentary or this point of view is accurate, and it's not. So I'm really glad that one of the hosts of RBN, like yourself, clarified that this documentary is not a good idea at all.
Yes, you're right. The movie, The Greatest Story Never Told, really, I hope somebody will make the greatest movie never made, which will be someone who goes through the story told in that movie. The facts, you're right, are very deeply flawed. It's not a good, no historian would regard that movie as having merit. And so I thank you for I agree with your assessment of that movie. And the thing that something that catches people by surprise sometimes, they've heard lots and lots of movies bashing Hitler made by the left. And of course, this has been a drumbeat ever since the war and during the war and before the war. But then there are also some movies that try to glorify Hitler, very few of those, but, as if he's a hero. But Kelso, the point of view I have is that Hitler actually caused incredible damage to the white race. But I'm saying that not from a left-wing point of view and not making the points that the left makes, some of which are completely fallacious, but making it from the point of view of white patriots who had a great, and I'll just give my thumbnail sketch here, Ramsey, we had a great racial health and a great populist program for our people going all over the world in 1939. In Australia, it was the White Australia Policy official. Canada was, 80% white. Europe was 100% white. All kinds of very good, healthy views existed before the war. After the war, everything went to hell. And so to speak, or it got really bad really fast, and we're still in that process right now. And particular to me, this is my analysis of history. I do blame Adolf Hitler for making that horrible turnaround in the trajectory of our race. There was not, in the Europe that Hitler was in 1939, Europe was entirely white. What was the problem that needed solving? What was the problem that required a world war? England was 100% white. France, Spain, Italy, Switzerland, Germany, Norway, Sweden, Poland, Estonia, Latvia, Hungary. They were all one, not 99. They were 100% white. As far as I'm concerned, that's hog heaven. That's not a problem that requires a world war to solve it. The one problem we did have in Europe, one problem, it was a big one, was the Bolsheviks in Russia, who were killing white people in large, large numbers, and that needed to be stopped. But Charles Lindbergh was right. There was really only one way to stop Stalin and the Bolsheviks, and that was by a united front Lindbergh wrote about it in his November 1939 article. He said a German Air Force, a British Navy, a French Army, and America united, to defend our people, to defend the white race. That's exactly what Lindbergh said. But Hitler, by launching a world war, Hitler set all of us, and this is, I'm just speaking for myself, I'm not speaking for Paul, just me, he set all of us against each other, wiping out the possibility that we could take down Stalin. And instead, Stalin, of course, cleaned up in the war and took over the entire Eastern Bloc. I'll finish that point, and I'll be back with you, Ramsey, right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
All right, Ramsey, thank you very much for your very kind words. We lost Ramsey. If you are still listening and able to hear my voice, Ramsey, thank you for those very generous words, very kind of you. And I'll tell you, the quality of callers on this show, Tim in Wyoming, Ramsey in Canada, and they just keep coming. We've got another one hanging on the line here, George in Texas, an incredible caller. I really appreciate you guys. Help this show so much with your really intelligent questions. George, with your permission, I'm going to go to you next, but I always like to go to President Trump first, if I may. I know you'll be pleased with this. Donald Trump today was in St. Charles, Missouri. They're in the Boot Heel of Missouri, or, well, nearby. He was in St. Charles, Missouri, and he gave a tremendous speech to a tremendous crowd. Listen to a little of what our president had to say in Missouri, talking about the tax cut for you that's in the works, passed by the House. Now it needs to be passed by the Senate. And Donald Trump put the heat on in this speech. Here he is. This is the end of the speech. That's all the time we'll have for it.
This week's vote can be the beginning of the next great chapter for the American worker. To summarize, our plan cuts taxes for the working and middle-income families. It nearly doubles the amount of income taxed at the rate of zero. It lowers tax rate. It expands the child tax credit. It provides relief from the estate tax, also known as the death tax. It cuts small business taxes. It reduces the corporate rate from 35% all the way down to 20%.
Wow.
And it provides a one-time low tax rate to return corporate money parked overseas, trillions and trillions of dollars. This is the right plan. This is the right time. We have a moment in time. The Republicans have the Senate. The Republicans have the House. The Republicans have the White House. It's very unusual. Very unusual.
Hasn't happened since 1923.
This is our chance to free our economy from our workers, from the terrible tax burdens. We have workers that are so burdened with taxes. We're freeing our workers from those terrible burdens. Republicans in Congress campaigned on cutting taxes. We also campaigned on repeal and replace. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Take your time. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Many Democrats have promised tax cuts that don't mean anything because they really want major tax increases. Senator Claire McCaskill, have you ever heard of her?
Missouri Senator, Democrat, horrible.
Is doing you a tremendous disservice. She wants your taxes to go up. She's weak on crime. She's weak on borders. She's weak on illegal immigration. And she's weak on the military. Other than that, I think she's doing a fantastic job. But now comes the moment of truth. In the coming days, the American people will learn which politicians are part of the swamp and which politicians want to drain the swamp.
He's putting the screws on there, folks. That was the purpose of this speech. And, you know, he was letting Claire McCaskill have it right in the snout there. You know, he went to Missouri to read the riot act to Claire McCaskill. Now let's go to the ending. Paul, you'll love this. And of course, everybody in this audience will love this. The way Donald Trump ends this speech today in St. Charles, Missouri. Let's listen to this.
We will give the American people a big, beautiful Christmas present.
He's surrounded by Christmas trees. Holiday trees.
And remember, I was the one when I was here last time, I said, we're gonna have Christmas again. I was the one that said you go to the department stores and you see Happy New Year and you see red and you see snow and you see all these things. You don't see Merry Christmas anymore. With Trump as your president, we are going to be celebrating Merry Christmas again, and it's going to be done with a big, beautiful tax cut. Thank you, everybody. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you very much.
Once again, Donald Trump, Babe Ruth at the plate, sends it screaming over the center field wall. You know, what a joy it is to have him as our president. Let's go to another caller. George, thanks for waiting there in Texas.
Well, thank you. I was hoping yesterday we could talk about Donald Trump introducing to the co-talkers Pocahontas in the Senate.
Oh, that was beautiful, yeah. Yeah, go ahead and tell the audience what he did.
Well, he was congratulating and honoring co-talkers. If people don't know what co-talker is, they were the Navajo Indian tribes, who actually are great soldiers and Marines. I have to tell you that. I served with them, and I'm part Native American. Not more than Elizabeth Warren, but I am. But anyway, as he was honoring me, he sat there and goes, "We got a member in Congress. Good longer for you." He called her Pocahontas. You know, speaking about. But you know what I've been saying on doing. I got to find out someone has a software so like more faces. I would like to say I think Senator Elizabeth Warren is War Churchill in drag. Because both of those people lied about getting teaching positions, saying they were Native Americans, and all got caught.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Stay with me, George, and then I'm going to go to David. And I think David's in Massachusetts, and he's certainly holding a bunch of rain checks. But let me play something just for a second here, because this is just how I feel, folks, about this whole thing. This is 1967. A great little band called the Small Faces, and here they are. This is how it feels for me and for Patriots.
Over bridge of sights, to rest my eyes in shades of green, under dreaming spots, to Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Tell you why. It's all too beautiful.
Oh, it is.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I'll turn it down. And the two genius singers there, Steve Marriott and Ronnie Lane, and none of the guys in the band, they called themselves Small Faces. Nobody was over 5 foot five. Wonderful band. And of course, they weren't singing about Donald Trump back in 67. They were singing about getting high. So wrong theme, but the right sentiment. And unfortunately, Steve Marriott and Ronnie Lane both died tragically. And they're gone. So they're not here to enjoy it. But George, yes, Donald Trump, that was wonderful. Calling Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas once again, defying political correctness. Just flying right in the face of this whole, smarmy, politically correct thing. Donald Trump, as one of the callers said, was it David in Massachusetts or somebody who said, the great thing about Donald Trump, he's the first real American that we've elected. He's one of us. George, your thought?
Well, I'm about saying the same thing, because I just think he's just like I said, it wasn't a racial slur, he said. He was just calling out how much of a fraud she is.
Yeah, and he's not shy. He's got some American Indians on the stage with him, beautiful looking, handsome, courageous, as you say, great warriors on the stage with him there. He's honoring them, and he's not going to tiptoe around, he just says, he cracks a great joke the way we do, real Americans. We joke around, we don't tiptoe, worry about, is that politically correct or not? And he lets Pocahontas have one, right in the kisser. And the Native American gentlemen, as you say, these code talkers, they were smiling. I think they enjoyed it very much.
Well, the thing is, there was one quote. I don't think I heard it at Berkeley, but it was said to one of the CN, one of the reporters. He sat there and said, when the commander told us when we jumped out of the brain, say Geronimo. We weren't offended.
So. Yeah, there you go. Perfect. Yeah, Geronimo. Absolutely.
The thing is, I would like to see President Trump crack down, say something about one other organization, and that is the Boy Scouts of America and the Girl Scouts. Because my son's in the Scouts, and I'm just getting really, sad. These great American groups, organizations caving into this lunatic left fringe, because bringing in homosexuals and transvestites and into the Girl Scouts and into the Boy.
Uh-oh, I think we lost George here for a second.
I think the caller's point is well taken. It's disgusting. And I think we can look to Donald Trump for more leadership on that.
She'll back the Scouts. The Patriots among the scouting movement, and this Kelso here, this is a Eagle Scout, Order of the Arrow, senior patrol leader of the most successful Boy Scout, in all modesty, Troop 223 in the Pacific Palisades, the most successful Boy Scout troop in history, with more Eagles than any other Boy Scout troop in history. I was the senior patrol leader of that troop. And they can't do this to the Boy Scouts, and the resistance within the Boy Scouts is great. And watch when Donald Trump has a little bit of breathing room to weigh in on the effort to sabotage the Boy Scouts. Watch America, and all the millions of us who are Scouts, watch us respond with a roar that we want to make America great again. We want to make the Scouts great again. And
the thing is, my son who's in the Scout, he don't like it. He don't want girls in the Scouts. He don't hate girls. He just don't want them in it. And he don't want transvestites and all these fringe groups, because he don't want to have to sit there and watch his words if he used the wrong pronoun. And I'm just put on your uniform. I said, I'll tape it. I'll put it up on YouTube. He's like, I'll make a lot of people mad. I'm like, you'll get a lot of old school Scouts backing you up too.
Yeah, the Boy Scouts of America grew out of, we had in America these great clubs that were Davy Crockett clubs and Daniel Boone clubs, and these were for, boys and young men, 10 years old, 12 years old, that was the chance, that was where young men, learned to be men. And that was a chance to get out in the woods with your dad and other kids' dads and learn to be men. And it's an incredibly important social right. It's just as important as college. It's a very important thing that we did in the Scouts, and we still do. And that, the left can't stand it because it's a healthy – well, this is what – Paul, isn't this true? This is what the Weinstein Charlie Rose thing is pointing out. We on the right, we have always supported healthy institutions and a healthy life and a healthy nation and a healthy people. And the left is just rotten people, and they can't stand how healthy the Boy Scouts are and how wholesome they cringe at wholesomeness. What do you think, Paul?
The world of the Weinsteins and Lowers is a corrupt world, and they mock and resist good, healthy attitudes and good, healthy racial attitudes. It reminds them of what could eventually break them down, bring them down. If we ever developed real white unity, we would put these people to flight. It'd be the end of their power, and they know it. And
I'll
so
tell you
anything
what,
that's wholesome in our life.
Yeah, and folks, you're going to be shocked at this. I'm going to sing for you right now. This is not punishment. I'm going to sing for you one of the songs that we sang at every campfire, the most successful Boy Scout troop in the world, on Catalina Island. We sang this song, and more than 100 of us. With a camp, the fire blazing and sparks flying in the pitch black sky there on Catalina Island, we sang this. I'm just trying to show you how political correctness, we didn't have that. We sang this. In the evening, rat-a-chat, by the moonlight, rat-a-chat, you can hear those darkies singing. That's what we sang. We sang it at every campfire. And we were trying to make a kind of a sort of a blackface impersonation, in the evening, rat-a-chat, by the moonlight, rat-a-chat, you can hear those darkies, and then more impersonation singing. And we were having fun. We were a bunch of white kids with white fathers. We didn't have the slightest worry in the world. Nobody ever even mentioned there was anything wrong with that song. And we were calling, black Americans darkies. Well, what in the world was wrong with that? It was what people, it was okay. Darkies didn't mind being called darkies. I don't mind being called cracker. I am a cracker.
A black person didn't mind being called a Negro, but didn't want to be called an African American at a certain point in time either. So,
and they didn't want to be called a black. Not everybody. I mean, the great black people of America, they don't, there's so many great black Americans. They're not the ones who made a big deal. Oh, you got to call me an African American. No, you got to call me a Negro. Now you got to call me a black man. Now you got to call me person of color. That's one. You know, person of color. What the heck is that? You know.
Going back to the Boy Scouts. You can't call him a he if he's really a he, but he wants to be called a she. You know, type of stuff. You know. How much disruption that's going to cause within the Scouts.
Yeah, and let me tell you, folks.
Morale is going to be lowered.
When we sang those songs around the fire at Emerald Bay, Catalina, and the campsite that the great Wrigley family gave us, that Wrigley's owned Catalina. But that, folks, that was 1960. That's not ancient history. 1960 and that era. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
We're back, folks. And that sound of Buffalo Springfield, that harks back to the time I'm talking about, almost back that far, when I was the senior patrol leader of Troop 223 in the Pacific Palisades, and we camped in the summer at Emerald Bay. 223 is the most successful Boy Scout troop in the world, with more than 700 Eagles. And the point I'm trying to make to you younger folks out there is there was a time, Donald Trump talks about it when he says, make America great again. Folks, there was a time when political correctness was not, it was not sitting on you. You could actually talk. You could actually be natural. You could joke around like Donald Trump. And that's why he resonates. We all resonate so well with Donald Trump. He's not afraid to be a man. He's not afraid to, speak his mind. And he doesn't back down. It's wonderful. It's bringing us back to that time. And I gave you the example of the song where none of us Boy Scouts, we weren't racists. We didn't hate people of other races. We were all white because the town we lived in was 100% white. And our troop was all white. And our school was all white. And that was our world. We didn't hate other people. And this is another thing for you younger people to realize. America back in 1960 was a 90% white nation. And our other nations of Europe and so on were practically 100% white. Canada in 1960, Paul, was what, more than 95% white?
Oh, 98%
white. So all this garbage that you hear in school nowadays about, you know, how vile and evil we white people are and so on. We were just wonderful, innocent people enjoying a wonderful world, a paradise that we lived in. And stupidly, I'll say for myself, we assumed that would never go away. It seemed so wonderful and so solid. I didn't, as a young man, particularly concern myself with, you know, some dark future ahead that we needed to prepare against. I thought, you know, I was going to get to spend my life surfing and, chasing girls and having fun and, have a great family like my parents and just enjoy life, which is actually what, you know, that's what America, that's what it was about. That's what it should be about. It shouldn't be this neurotic place with Weinsteins and what's that guy? Wiener. And these sick people and all this. Yeah, go ahead.
Speaking about a better future, December 12th is Election Day in Alabama, and a great man is fighting a desperate fight to be one of the outstanding United States senators, and that's Judge Roy Moore. He's being outspent 10-1 by his Democratic opponent, and much of course, Washington send him a donation if you can. And that's Judge Moore at judgemooreforussenate.com. Judge Moore at judgemooreforussenate.com.
Well said, Paul. And we met David, you get another rain check. Oh, my gosh. You're going to have a bushel of rain checks here. please call back tomorrow night, and you'll go on the air first thing. I apologize. Thanks, everybody. Thank you, Paul. See you all tomorrow night.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Your
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.